Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. With me is Marnie Werner, the research manager at the center. And our guest is Dr. Steve Wilcox, chair of the School of Finance, College of Business here at Minnesota State Mankato. Dr. Wilcox, what's at the bottom of this crisis?
Well, what we're talking about is a credit crisis. And the availability of credit is important to all sectors of the economy, rural or otherwise.
Right. And so things like payroll, for instance.
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, just to start up business, when you're talking about economic growth, you know, there's always this seed up money, this startup financing that's needed as well. So, you know, not having access to credit not only hurts current business, but also any potential new business.
There are those who would argue that the marketplace should take care of this problem. What's the upshot of something like that happening?
Well, I think it's human nature to look for somebody or something to punish in a situation like this. And critics of this bailout package have kind of positioned it as a Main Street versus Wall Street kind of thing. And it is a bailout, you know, no denying that, but the problems are systematic, and you know what you're actually talking about here is Main Street bailing out Wall Street and Main Street.
Mm-hmm. What sorts of things might we see in rural Minnesota were a package not put together?
Well, everybody will pull in the horns. You know, if businesses can't borrow, if it's, you know, in the paper here the other day, they were talking about reducing the limits on credit cards. You know, basically spending and investment slows down drastically. And, you know, that harms the economy, obviously. That eventually gets reflected in the job market. And I would expect increased layoffs if something isn't done.
You know, I've heard the term depression being kicked around from time to time, and we start to think back to 1929 and you know what the country went through back then. Are there any similarities between what was happening then and what's happening today?
Well, the crisis in the banking industry, you know, at that time there was a lot of runs on banks in terms of their deposits. You know, the deposit insurance system was developed following the Great Depression to stop that sort of activity. I think it's interesting that one of the things that they're talking about for this bailout bill now is raising the deposit insurance limit from $100,000 to $250,000. You know, the discussion here is about rural Minnesota. There's an advantage to having money in the smaller community banks because it tends to be loaned out or invested in the area that the bank is located in. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like the idea of raising the deposit insurance limits. I think it'll help these smaller community banks, and I view that as being a positive for rural Minnesota.
Thank you, Dr. Wilcox. You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio. And our guest has been Dr. Steve Wilcox, chair of the School of Finance, College of Business here at Minnesota State University, Mankato. We'll catch you next week.